AircheckDownloads.com.
American Top 40.
Radio plays them, record stores sell them, Billboard ranks them, and AT40 counts them down. For Casey Kasem, I'm Charlie Van Dyke.
Number 5.
From their favorite back alley, here's the Stray Cats with She's Sexy and 17.
Hey, man.
The Stray Cats move up 4 notches to number 5 with their current hit, She's Sexy and 17. On American Top 40, I'm Charlie Van Dyke for Casey Kasem. Now, let's answer that question about women in the top 10. Robin Iarussi of Columbus, Ohio wants to know, who was the oldest female in the rock era to have a top 10 solo hit? Well, the woman who holds that record was only 41 years old when she had a top 10 hit. It was the 11th time she'd hit the top 10 in her brilliant career. And it was just last year, a song called Heartbreaker, which peaked at number 10. And that song made Dionne Warwick the oldest woman to place a hit in the top 10 in the rock era. And by the way, in case you're curious, the oldest woman to hit the top 40 was 31 years older than Dionne Warwick. The late comedian Moms Mabley hit the top 40 in 1969 with her version of Abraham, Martin, and John when she was 72 years old. So, there's your answer, Robin. The oldest woman to place a song in the top 10 is Dionne Warwick, who hit with Heartbreaker when she was 41 years old. Thanks for writing. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 4.
Here's the Australian group who first hit the top 40 back in 1980 with Lost in Love. In 81, they hit number 1 with The One That You Love. Their current hit, their 10th top 40, climbs a notch this week at number 4. Here's Air Supply with Making Love Out of Nothing at All. Written and produced by Jim Steinman, performed by Air Supply. Up a notch to number 4, it's Making Love Out of Nothing at All. I'm Charlie Van Dyke for Casey Kasem, counting them down and getting closer and closer to number 1.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke, sitting in for Casey Kasem. The third biggest song in America this week is a recent number 1 dance hit. Here are Men Without Hats and the Safety Dance.
We can dance if we want to.
Two Canadian acts in this week's countdown. Bryan Adams back at number 37 and Men Without Hats way up here at number 3 with the Safety Dance. I'm Charlie Van Dyke on American Top 40 for Casey Kasem. There's a woman in the survey who was losing her voice, and doctors told her if they didn't operate, she could lose it completely. But surgery couldn't guarantee she'd be able to sing again. Tough decision. Her story and the first number 1 song of her career are coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40, American Top 40.
For Casey Kasem, I'm Charlie Van Dyke. After a week at number 1, Billy Joel's current smash drops to number 2. Tell Her About It. Billy Joel's number 1 song last week, now dropping to number 2. Tell Her About It. On American Top 40, I'm Charlie Van Dyke, sitting in for Casey Kasem. Now, we're up to the new number 1 song in the land. It's by a woman who had to make a choice. A decision where, either way, it could have meant the end of her career. This is the story of Bonnie Tyler. She was born in the small town of Skewen in Wales. When she was a teenager, she started singing professionally in the neighboring larger town of Swansea. Bonnie worked constantly, waiting for that one big break. And that constant singing took a heavy toll on her voice. She developed small nodules on her vocal cords, a common problem of singers. But instead of taking care of it, she just kept on working, till the problem became serious. Doctors told Bonnie she'd better have an operation to remove the nodules, or her voice would go. Even then, they couldn't guarantee she'd sing again. And what terrible timing. Bonnie had just gotten her first recording contract. Well, she realized that either way she could lose. She decided on the operation. Bonnie told us, "I wasn't allowed to talk for 6 weeks after the operation, but I didn't get my singing voice back. I couldn't even sing along with the radio. It was heartbreaking. I was crying every day because I'd try to reach for a note and it just wasn't coming. But then, almost 4 months later, all of a sudden my voice came back, a little huskier than before, but it came back." End of quote. Well, Bonnie went on to have her first top 40 hit here in the USA. It's a Heartache. This week, she's in the survey with a comeback hit, and what a smash it is. The new number 1 song in America is Total Eclipse of the Heart. Bonnie Tyler. The the new number one song in the land, a comeback smash for singer Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart. And there you have them, the 40 most popular records in America, determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending October 1st, 1983. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Executive producer Tom Rounds, producer Don Bustani. I'm Charlie Van Dyke. I've enjoyed sitting in for Casey today. He'll be back next week with his regular countdown of the 40 top hits in the USA. And he left a message for you. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
American Top 40 has been brought to you in part by Chewels, the sugarless gum with tremendous flavor and stupendous taste.
AirCheckDownloads.com.